Yep, so as Louise said, we're going to be looking tonight, or carrying on our hashtag Jesus Said series. And as Louise said, we're going to be looking at what Jesus said when he says, give to Caesar the things what are Caesar's. So I'm going to start by, in the Bible, always a good place to start. I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 to 22. It should come on the screen behind me, or in your Bibles. I think it's on page 990, I think, in the church Bibles. So it says, then the Pharisees had left on that place and made plans to trap Jesus into saying something wrong. And they sent some of their own followers and some people from the group called Herodians. And they said, teacher, we know that you are an honest man and that you teach the truth about God's way. You are not afraid of what other people think about you because you have no attention to who they are. So tell us what you think. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Knowing on that these leaders were trying to trick him, Jesus said, you hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me a coin I'd use for paying tax. So the men showed them a coin. Then Jesus said, whose image and name are on the coin? And the men answered, at Caesar's. And then Jesus said to them, give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and give to God on the things that are God's. When the men heard what Jesus said, and they were amazed and left him and went away. So as I was looking at that, and then it's just like on like some background on it, is that when Jesus was continuing his ministry, and the Pharisees and the leaders of the Jewish law weren't happy in what Jesus was saying and what he was doing. And so they wanted to try and trap him in a way where they could have something against him, so they could persecute him and so they could quiet him. But because they couldn't find fault in what he did or he said, and they decided to send on some of their followers in to try and trap Jesus. And then at the way that they did it, they were clever in what they did, because when they approached Jesus, they tried to basically say all really kind stuff to him, or like to flatter him, because he said, teacher, we know that you are an honest man and that you teach the truth about God's way. You are not afraid of what other people think about you because you don't pay any attention to who they are. But because Jesus knew that he was on that, he was trying to trap him, he called them hypocrites, seeming all half nice on the outside, but on the inside it was the opposite. And as I was like reading this and then praying about it, something came into my mind, into the way I do things sometimes. Sometimes if I'm either after something or want something, I always try and be really nice to them before I kind of do something. Because say in the past, if I've ever wanted anything off my mum, I've been, oh mum, you know what, you're the greatest mum I could have ever had, you know, I love you so much. But I'm just wondering if you could do this for me, or mum, can you do this for me? And to be honest, our Paul's the same, my brother. He always needs a lift somewhere, and I know when it's coming. He'll come into my room, just make small talk with me, just try and be all chatty, all have nicey nice, and I know it's coming. And then he says, oh, would you mind if you can drop me off here, or can you take me there? It just made me laugh out with that comparison to what they did back then. But going back onto this, like Jesus knew it was coming, and he said to them, why are you trying to trap me? And Jesus asked them to show them whose image is on the coin, and they replied, that's Caesar's. Then Jesus said, give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Here Jesus answers the question about paying tax, and today it's the same. It's all about being respectful to the government in what they ask for, even if sometimes we don't really agree with what they say. But I believe it's just God saying, I'll just give your heart to them. I just be submissive on what you do, because I believe that's what writes in what God wants. But what I'm really wanting to focus on is what Jesus said next. He said then, I give to God on the things of what are God's. And this like really, really spoke to me, this did. And as I was looking through in Psalm 24, chapter 1, it says, the earth belongs to the Lord and everything in it, the world and all its people. So in this verse, it shows that here on earth, all things are God's. Everything what he's given us, everything what he's blessed us with are his. Nothing what we have, nothing what we do is because of us, because of our works, our might. It's all because God has blessed us. And in James verse 1:17, it says, every good action and every perfect gift is from God. These good gifts come down from the creator of the sun, the moon, and the stars. So if God owns everything, if God owns all, then we belong to God. But we live in a world what tries to challenge that. We live in a world what says, you know, if you do something on your own, you can get that for yourself. Or if you work really hard, you can do this. And all these try and influence us, try and capture our hearts. And Jesus has told us that we can't serve two or more things. In Matthew verse 6:24, it says, "I'm not one can serve two masters. The person will hate one master and love the other, or will follow one master and refuse to follow on the other. You cannot serve both God and worldly riches." And as I was reading this, I was thinking, you know, it's not just earthly riches, it's everything else. What are our hearts looking at? What are our hearts placing first? My question to us, and I'm including on myself in this, is are we living wholeheartedly for God? By this I mean, are we putting God before everything else? I'm going to read a story from the Bible. It's a well-known story. It's from Mark chapter 12, verses 41-44. And it says, "Jesus sat by the temple at money box and watched the people put in their money. As many rich people gave large sums of money. And then a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, which were not even worth a penny. Calling his followers to him, Jesus said, 'I tell you the truth, this poor widow gave more than all those rich people. They gave only on what they did not need. This woman is very poor, and she gave all she had. She gave all she had to live on.'" Are we like that woman? Do we give God everything? Even if it means we don't have anything left. Even if it means we're broken, even if it means we're scared, even if we say, "I don't know what's happening, God, but I'm going to give you everything." Or are we like the rich who just give God that's what we don't need? They're saying, "God, I'm happy, I'm comfortable giving you that because I've got this to go back on." Are we trusting us, or are we trusting God and to give him everything what we need? And as I said, it isn't just money what I'm talking about, this story about the woman gave that money, she gave everything she had. But do we put God before everything? Do we put God before our work? Do we put God before our job, what we want? Do we put God before our friends? Do we put God before our family? Do we put God before our own desires, our own dreams? You know, when I wake up in the morning, before anything we do, do we go and spend time with God? Do we start our day, "God, I want to give you this day. I want to be in you. Take everything what comes today, Lord." Do we spend time hearing his word? Do we listen and hear him speak? Do we wholeheartedly give our time to God? Don't get me wrong, all the things what I've just mentioned, I believe they're important. That family, friends, jobs, careers and dreams, I believe they're all important. But God wants your heart first. God wants your heart before all of them. He wants you. He wants you first. Now, there's a bit in the Bible that says that God will give you the desires of your heart. And before that, it says if you seek him, if you delight in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. But the first bit's key. If you delight in the Lord, then he will give you the desires of your heart. As Matt spoke a couple of weeks ago about driving in a car and Jesus either being in at the back seat or Jesus even being in the boot, are we ready to say, "Jesus, take the wheel. God, I want to go where you want me to go. I want to give you my heart. God, whatever the consequence, even if it means I don't have anything, God, I want to give you everything. I want to give you my all." So do we fit our lives around God, or do we fit God around our lives. I heard that a while ago, and it's always been with me. It's always stuck with me, that do I fit God in when I can? Hang on, God, I've just got to go and do this. Hang on, God, I've just got to go and do that. Or do I say, hang on to those things. I've got to seek God first. God, I'm coming to you, and then I will do these things. What I've just mentioned, the tough to do, the tough to action, because they are uncomfortable sometimes. And I don't want anyone to feel bad or to feel guilty, because sometimes we don't always put God first. I know when I went down to LL, there was a list, and I think it was like 1 to 24, and said, like, well, where does God fit in here? And he said, be honest. And like, I can't remember one person having God number one. It was all other stuff before God. And it's a process. Do you know, I'm not saying tonight, just put God first and everything will go smoothly, because that won't happen. Because we have our own desires, our own image, our own things, what we want. And it's about coming to that place to say, God, here I am. Be my everything, God. I want to put myself in you. I want to spend time with you, God. God, I want to give you my everything. Before, on the service, I was speaking to Liz. And I'm just going to ask Liz now if she can just come up just to play some music in the background. And I just want to kind of like be open with God. Just be honest with God and just speak to him. You know, tell him where he is. You know, and sometimes honesty isn't a bad thing. If you say, God, you know what, I'm not at that place yet where you are first, then that's okay. God will work with you. God will work with you. Now, as Liz is playing, we are going to go into a song, which is God Be My Everything. And as I was listening to it before we come in, it's everything. On the words, as the words have come up on the screen, it is, God, you are my everything. I want you to be my everything. My every breath, my every thought. So I just want to leave it a time response, and Liz, when you feel right, just lead into that time. I just want to pray. Lord, we are sorry, Lord, when we don't put you first. Lord, on the times when we put other things before you, God. Other things, Lord, what aren't important in the context of it all, God. Jesus, you came down and you gave your everything for us. God, you put God number one. Help us do the same. Help us put down our own desires, our own dreams, our own wants before you, God. Lord, fill this place now. Lord, come in, reach people, minister to people, God, where they are. Let your Holy Spirit come in mightily. God, it says, not by might and not by power, but by my Spirit. Lord Jesus, let your Spirit come tonight. Lord, help us fix our lives around you. Lord God, you be number one. Lord, be our everything, God. In Jesus' name, amen. As we